Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on Revelation, our 19th chapter, and we've looked at the first two verses. So let's go back and look at those again, and we'll press on through a few more verses today. Verse 1 says this, "After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven." Now remember, this is John giving his account of what he's seeing, what he's heard, what he's experiencing. Then he says this, "They were saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her." So let's stop right there. What's he seeing? He's hearing here, in this case, a loud voice of a great multitude, okay? A loud, loud voice. And they're shouting, hallelujah. They're declaring salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Well, why is that? Because God's judgments are true. Because God's judgments are righteous. And we saw in the previous episode, that's actually referring back to some Old Testament passages. And it said, "For God has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth." So we've seen some about the great harlot. We've seen some about Babylon. One and the same, you know? What's going on here? Well, the earth had been corrupted by her immorality. Now God has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. So God's bondservants had suffered the shedding of blood. They'd been killed. And they've been killed by her. Now God avenges that blood, and he avenges it up on her. Now verse 3. "And a second time they said," so this is still the great multitude in heaven. "Second time they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and forever." And that's an allusion, a quote back to Isaiah 34. "Her smoke rises up forever and ever," which means what? Her destruction is forever and ever. Her destruction is eternal. There's actually some other little hints that we'll see as we go along, as we've seen already about the depth of her destruction. Verse 4, "And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah." Sometimes that's all you can say is amen and hallelujah. Actually, you see Psalm 106 says that, verse 48. It said, "Blessed be the God, the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say amen, praise the Lord." So it's actually an allusion to that, okay? Sort of a direct quote out of that. This is the 24 elders and the four living creatures. Verse 5, "And a voice came from the throne." So here's another voice. We don't know if it's one of the voices we've seen before. It's just defined as a voice. "A voice came from the throne saying, give praise to our God, all you, his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great." So a voice comes from the throne. And we've seen this already, this voice coming from the throne. Again, we're not told who is the voice of. We can make some educated guesses, right? But here is, "Give praise to our God." It's a declarative thing. It says, everybody, you bondservants, you who fear him, small and the great, which gives us a little insight in some stuff. There's an acknowledgement of the small and the great, even in heaven in eternity. Verse 6, then John says, "I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." So John, again, uses what I call white noise language here, okay? The fact that the sound that he was hearing from this great multitude was like the sound of many waters, very broad range of this aural spectrum that we can hear, like the sound of the mighty peals of thunder, that deep sub bass that you get from thunder, where you can actually feel it within your body. So he's saying it was like this. It was like this. In other words, his language is beginning to fail him to express what he's hearing here. But again, it's distinctive. Again, he understands what's being said. Okay, and again, it's a voice of a great multitude. That Greek word for voice is literally phoné, like we spell phone, P-H-O-N-E. And it means a voice. It means a sound. But it can mean like blast, a cry, an utterance. It's got all sorts of meanings. How do you get meanings from a word? It's derived from the context, right? Here, in this case right here, it's this gigantic multitude, a great multitude, and that's declaring these things. And it's such a depth and a breadth of sound, and they're saying the same thing. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. But they continue. Listen, this will be the last verse we look at today. Listen to what they say. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Okay, we've really got to pay real close attention as we go through this chapter right here to see what's going on with the various events. Why are they shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns? Well, because he started reigning. Yes, okay, he had begun the reign. But then they declare, let us rejoice. Let us be glad. Let us give glory to God. Why? For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride, literally his wife, has made herself ready. Well, who is the bride? Who is his wife that has made herself ready? Well, we'll look into this as we go through more verses right here, but we've already seen in various portions of the scripture. And we just the descriptor of the bride of Christ being those who are believers. Okay? Those who are believers are the bride of Christ. Now is the time when the marriage of the Lamb has come. Now, I'm going to warn you, later on, just a few more verses, we're going to see some other terms that sometimes people get distracted with, okay, and they sort of conflate with. Just keep this in mind, what's happening. They're shouting this. They're saying, let's rejoice, let's be glad, let's give glory to him, because the marriage of the Lamb has come and the bride is ready. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.